Yeah. And what we look for, we find. This is one of the problems, if you will, with the law of attraction, because most people are looking for the wrong things. They're looking for the scarcity. They're looking for the economy collapsing. They're looking for the hackers. They're looking for the this, the that, the that, the that, the that, the that, right? And they will find it because that's how the reticular activating system and the law of attraction works.
Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friends. And if you're new to our show, welcome home. This is where you get the straight scoop and absolute complete support in your journey as an entrepreneur who's launching and growing a service-based business. And today we're talking about mindset. Because you can have all the skills in the world, and if you haven't mastered your inner game, if you haven't found a path beyond anxiety, fear, resistance, procrastination, perfectionism, all of the things that tear down entrepreneurs as they're on their growth path, then you're not living up to your full potential. And today we're talking to Bambi Thompson. Bambi is a serial entrepreneur. She is a transformational speaker, a brain coach for success acceleration and anxiety transformation, and an occupational therapist who's gone wildly woo. So she's the creator of the Slay Your Days Momentum Club, the co-founder of the Corporate Unicorns Women's Success Summit in Maine, the co-author of Dare to be Authentic, and the former producer and host of Power Me Up Radio on the Amazing Women of Power Network. She teaches success-oriented women how to leverage neuroscience, mindset, and the human energy body and the law of attraction. She comes at it from all angles to build your life and business from an energetic foundation. She gives you the toolbox for living life with more ease and joy while achieving more with vitality, power, and confidence to achieve your success. Bambi, welcome to Life After Corporate.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here, my dear.
Yeah, it's great. You and I met in another network and we had this spontaneous connection of like, oh, I see you. Let's have this conversation and share it more broadly with my listeners and my clients. So Bambi, we were talking right before we went live and you do not have a corporate background. So tell us a little bit about how you came to this work.
Well, I would say the closest thing I ever had to a job was as an occupational therapist in the schools. So that's a big piece of what I bring to the table is that I used to work with kids with learning challenges, wide varieties, physical challenges. And so that's where the neuroscience comes in, is all my, you know, occupational therapy training and everything. But when I had children, I knew that I wanted to homeschool. And because I have always been aligned with the woo, I was a little out of alignment with the schools. So I started going, okay, so what am I going to do to make money while I want to be home with my kids homeschooling? So I taught piano for 23 years. I have a weird, freaky gift of I channel music and I can channel a person's energy body into a piece of music. And I use that for their neuro rewiring program audio that they listen to rewire their brain. So I stayed home, taught piano. So that was my first business, teaching piano. Then I was teaching classes out in the community because I wanted classes for my kids. And then I ended up being gifted a school for someone who could no longer run their private school. She had brought me in to teach classes and she gave me the entire school and every content in it for the homeschool community. So wow. For 4 years, I ran the Discovery Center for Arts and Sciences, and it was preschool to high school programming. We had a lot of families. And so I was a principal, a janitor, and a
way before your time. You know, parents were searching for these resources a couple of years ago when suddenly the kids were home. So, wow, you were so
way ahead of my time. Yeah, I became the state's go-to referral person for, you know, helping out homeschool families. Anyway, so there was that whole thing. And then as my kids started getting ready to integrate into college, that was my first one launched her first, you know, professional class was in college. And my second was, she went into middle school. Anyway, it was like, okay, so what's next for me? And I had been helping a lot of these families with their kids. A lot of the kids had come into my center, my homeschool center, with learning challenges because they knew who I was. And so I was dealing with a lot of anxiety for the families, both parents and kids. And so I started down in my basement for like itty bitty dollars and cents, helping people change their lives from anxiety. And it was like, wow, like I have this gift here. So anyway, long story short, I decided, okay, I'm going to make that my business now. So I went to get very high level business coaching because I didn't have a clue. I was an energy healer and I was a woo person who just loved to do this stuff. I didn't have a clue what I was doing. And the interesting thing was, is that whenever they would have their big conglomerate conventions for the year for these coaches, there would be people from all over the world. And every single day, my name would get brought up in a room of like over 100 coaches saying, you need to talk to Bambi. She's our anxiety coach. I was like, I don't want to be an anxiety coach.
Yeah, no one wants to be an anxiety coach. That's not a great label.
I don't know what I want to do. I want to like unleash your inner badass. I want to like help you optimize your brain to work for you instead of against you and start achieving goals and having fun, right? So anyway, so I very quickly realized that my niche was not people with anxiety, but it was entrepreneurs or success-seeking, ambitious people. I love working with women. I do work with men, but I market, you know, pretty much to women. And so I now, you know, my niche is that I'm helping ambitious women who know their potential is here and their performance is here and they're frustrated. They've gotten blocked. Maybe they've gotten hit with anxiety. Who hasn't right now in the world? And they just know that there is so much more inside of them that they are ready to unleash, and they've got to get this on board. And so by coming at you from neuroscience mindset, the human energy body, because I am an energy healer, and this law of attraction thing, it's kind of an unstoppable combination. So it's really, really fun. I love it. And I can pretty much unlock anybody from anything.
Oh, that sounds appealing.
and a really important part of my journey is that I was born wired to worry. That's why anxiety was my jam.
I had an experience with debilitating panic disorder and had done Paxil and medications for 7 years. And when I came off it, I realized, oh crap, here we go again. And I realized I gotta change this thing. I gotta make this thing not have panic disorder.
Yeah, you're pointing to your head because a lot of people can't see you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yes, my brain. I needed to change my brain. And I started aggressively working with energy modalities and mindset and affirmations and EFT tapping and NLP and you name it. I got a massive toolbox. So anyway, so that's a really big part of what I bring to the table is that I'm an energy healer. So I can tell when you're stuck and blocked and things aren't working when I'm working with you. But I also have my own personal experience of how very debilitating, you know, a mind that doesn't cooperate with your dreams and your goals can be. And I'll be quite frank, right now, even with all the tools that I have, because I am an empath, it's very challenging for me because I'm resonating with the global consciousness. Right. And there is so much fear. And sadly, there is so much fear being shoved down our throats, whether we want it or not, through the media. And you have to be very, very aggressively protective what you're allowing into.
Let's talk about that because, you know, I think there's this common thread, especially with smart, accomplished women. I know that a lot of what drives us is this anxiety, this performance anxiety, this, you know, I need to be good enough, so I need to do better, which makes for great success in the corporate world because you get rewarded for overachieving, yep. working hard, pleasing others, making sure everyone around you is happy.
Yeah.
But it comes at a cost. And I know that many women who are listening who are still in corporate are feeling that. The term we use most often is burnout, yeah. right? So mm-hmm. feeling burnt out. But that's the result of the intense anxiety and not paying attention to it and not managing it over time.
Yeah.
I mean, thank God I discovered meditation mm-hmm. in a really intense period of my life, personally and professionally, because that helped me get in touch with the thoughts that were driving the emotions that were, you know, driving the behavior, and then you can unravel it. So when you meet someone for the very first time, mm-hmm. what is the first step? So there's someone listening to this podcast, they're maybe a new entrepreneur or thinking about making the leap. There's a lot of fear about, do I know enough? Will I be good enough? There's fear about investing in help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so much fear and anxiety. It's like, where do you start to unravel all
yeah,
this?
Well, the very first session that all of my clients go through is called the Belief Breakthrough Session. And it's a 2-hour session where, because every single one of those things that you said is simply a belief, right? And our beliefs, you know, our thoughts over time, a belief is simply a thought that we keep on thinking. So every one of those things that you thought that you just mentioned, everyone thinks repetitively. It becomes a belief. When something is a belief, then that is the frequency. Remember, I'm all about energy, law of attraction. That's the frequency that will dominate and win the game, right? Because it's especially because a lot of them are in the subconscious vault. We don't even know what the hell is going on. Like, why do I keep pulling these loser guys into my life, right? Well, they're in that subconscious vault. There is a whole lot of worthiness shit going on. And we're going to like take care of that for you so that you can raise your worthiness and pull in somebody who's vibing up here with you. Anyway, so that first session is a 2-hour excavation of beliefs. And how I do that is I energetically remove the imprint of those beliefs in your energetic field. So it's a really powerful session. And then what that does is that allows us to get all of the BS out of the way. Kind of like it's a big, you know, the big excavator is coming at you. Bambi's coming at you for 2 hours. We're going to excavate all that stuff. Then what happens is when you get all that low, slow frequency and those icky, skunky beliefs out of your way that are demanding your brain's attention, think about your brain as there's a stage and a microphone on the stage. And most of the time, your monkey mind, your saboteurs, your beliefs are standing in the center stage at the microphone, and they're just quacking away, telling you everything all the time. And you're just sitting there trying to like manage it all and respond and control it. It's like, the first thing you got to recognize is there's two brains. There's your diabolical brain and there's your enlightened brain. And you have forgotten to activate and turn on and invite your enlightened brain, aka powerful you. I talk puny you, powerful you. You need to give the microphone back to powerful you, right? And
so how do we do that, Bambi?
Well, the first thing you do is you acknowledge puny you standing at the thing and go, oh, there you are. I'm so happy you showed up today because, honey, she's going to show up every damn day, right? So to push it away and like go, no, 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 I don't see you. Like, no, you got to acknowledge mm-hmm. it. Just like say, hey, there is a piece of me that believes that, but it's a smaller piece of me because I am an infinite being. And what would an infinite being be saying and thinking right now? So let's say you got imposter syndrome going on, right? So puny you is at the microphone. She's going, you are not worthy. You don't know your stuff. You are a loser. You know, it's like, it's screaming at you, right? And you're just like freaking out inside. And so you just kind of like walk up, you know, this is this whole visualization because the brain loves visuals. Okay. So you have this visualization that you're walking up to the microphone and saying, oh, you know, and I have my client's name there, puny self. They all have names. So it's like, oh, Janet, you're here. I see. Thank you so much for showing up. And I so appreciate you trying to keep me safe. And I know that that's what we're doing. But right now, I'm choosing to understand that I'm an infinite being and I have every capacity to do what I can do. So I'm going to ask you to stand to the side and I'm going to let my powerful self come in. And then you're just reframing, like, what is the opposite of, you know, you're worthy. I am worthy. I am more than worthy. I am more freaking capable than I ever even know that I'm capable. And when I step into my power and I do, so you start that positive thought. But the very first thing is to acknowledge it. And then, you know, kind of realign to something and then come back and say, because now you're in your power. You're in the vibration of power, right? Everything is energy. You're in the vibration of power. And then you say, you look at Punio and you say, I love you. I thank you. I've integrated your lessons. I release you and I let you go.
You know, for really successful senior women, whether they're in corporate or entrepreneurs, they have, there's two issues that I see my clients fall into. One is the fear of being seen, you know, going live, you know, if you look at
that's huge.
It's huge, right? So on social media, what stops the scroll? Video, video, video. And if you are a leader, especially an entrepreneur, and you want to own that category and you have resistance to going live on video, that's going to inhibit your ability to reach your full potential as an entrepreneur and to reach the full expanse of the people who need to hear your message. The second trap I see my clients fall into is regarding pricing, right? Mm-hmm. So the money.
That's a worthiness thing.
It's a worthiness thing because they get their self-worth tied up into what they're charging for their services, right? And no one is buying you. They're buying the outcome that you deliver. So detaching, correct, I think, from that is super important. But the money mindset, the beliefs from childhood that are ingrained that get in the way, you know, so sometimes I'll hear a client say, well, money was scarce when I was a child. There was never enough. So I would rather reduce my prices and take something for my services rather than let it all go.
I'll tell you what, man. We all go through those things, those very things. And it's funny, right now I'm running a group coaching program, Money Mojo Mastery. And I'm getting, today is the call at 1 o'clock, and I'm getting all these emails coming in where they're, you know, writing out their new money voice and they're putting their why down and they're talking about what their blocks are so I can craft the call. And yeah, this pricing thing is huge. And that is a worthiness issue, 100%. And it's one of those things where it's just, you gotta, like, you know, just baby step it up. Right. Just, you know, if say, give yourself, okay, I'll do two clients at this level, then baby step it up. But the biggest thing is that when I just said, F it, on this call with this strategy session with this person prospect, I am just going to say it. And I want to puke when I say it, but I'm going to say it. And then they're like, okay, how do I sign up? And I'm like, fuck, why have I not done this for the last 5 years?
I know. That's
because it was that easy.
Yeah.
Why? Because they saw me as valuable when I saw me as valuable.
Oh, that is so powerful. That's a tweetable. They saw me as valuable when I saw me as valuable.
That yeah. Is- and if you're going to be, you have to practice so you own it. Like I honestly, when I'm working with prospects and they're, you know, finding out, are we a fit? I'm like, you know what? Okay, here's the deal. I 1000% know I can help you because I have an unbelievable track record. It's not me. It's just the modalities I use are unstoppable when you put them all together. I don't care whether you work with me or not, because I honestly don't need you in my life. However, if I'm not your girl, then please find somebody else because you have some things that you really want support removing. And, you know, and I am really worth what I charge and I'm not, and I say it, I'm right out there with, I am so freaking transparent and real with people. I'm like, okay, you ready?
I love
you're
it.
Ready to hear what it is?
I love it.
I ain't cheap, honey, but I am damn worth it. I'm blank. And then I'll say whatever it is for that particular program or you know, whatever package that they're purchasing. And then I say, and I'm just going to sit back and let you deal with that. I literally, that's my conversation because it's like, why tiptoe around the bushes? It's like, I know that your brain needs to go, holy shit, are you kidding me? And just be quiet, people. Just be quiet.
Just be quiet.
Don't start like, oh, well, I could do this and I could do that and I could talk to you down. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, I just sit there.
Yeah. And don't offer a discount when none is needed. You know, It's about standing in the value of the outcome. And that's what I love about what you've just said, because this is what I preach as well. It's not about you. It's all about them and what the value of that outcome is to them. You're just the conduit for making that happen.
Totally. Totally. Now, here's another piece to the money mindset thing that I teach, is that our money does not come from out here. It doesn't come from our business. It doesn't come from our clients. It comes from a frequency of worthiness and receiving that we carry inside of us. So honestly, if you want to up your money game, you got to go inside. You got to do a whole lot of house cleaning, man, because this is the thing that is making it so that people are like, cool, how do I pay you? To, oh, I don't know, I need to talk to my husband. When they go, I don't know, I need to talk to my husband, that's because inside you got something that's making them go, I need to talk to my husband.
Let's talk about receiving.
Yeah.
You mentioned receiving, and difficult for women because we are the givers. We are the rocks. We were talking before about a challenging time I had a couple of weeks ago with, you know, my partner not being well, with a friend dying, with the news that we were going to move houses and all of this and the stress. And everyone in my family looks to me to being the rock. And I said to them outright, I was like, listen, this rock is going to crack.
Yeah.
You know, I need some help. And, you know, receiving and asking for help is not something that always comes naturally, especially to successful women.
It's very difficult. It's your choice to see it as a weakness or to see it as a strength. You know, what does everyone say? Anybody who's making $1 million in their business, they have a team. They have help. They're not doing it alone. You know, whether you have JV partners or, you know, affiliates or whatever, whatever's going on, you ain't doing it alone to get to $1 million, right? It's not right. Like I'm going, putting out all my reels on Instagram and talking to a whole bunch of people. No, that's not what's happening. So it's that whole mindset of source, God, the universe and the sky, you know, whatever, higher self, the unicorn, whatever. it's like wants to help us. And the first place to ask for help is from that place, from source, from God, whatever your, you know, paradigm is, from higher self, because our higher self is tapped into everything that we need. So when I need help, I will first go to source and I will say, who is the person that I reach out to? Who is my angel right now? Who is my guidance? And then, you know, give it 24 hours and someone, something is going to pop on my radar screen to come in. And I go, ah, that's the person I need to help. That's the person I can trust to ask. That's the person I can be vulnerable with, you know, whatever it is. But go to source first, because source is going to guide you to the correct thing. Now, this is really huge. I mean, this is a part of the spiritual aspect of my practice, is that I teach my clients to live in the question.
Yes.
And, you know, when we ask questions, this is not just woo. Yes, it is woo. However, this is brain science here. Mm-hmm. When you ask a question, you have this thing called the reticular activating system in your brain, which is like a Labrador retriever with OCD. And that Labrador retriever, you know, more beyond like a regular Labrador retriever kind of has OCD. It's like, I got to get the stick. I got to get the stick. I got to get the stick. So the sticks are whatever we're thinking. So if you're walking around all day going, God, making money is hard. You know, nobody's going to buy my services. This economy sucks. Nobody's going to hire me. Everybody, you know, everything's crashing. Everything's collapsing. If you're walking around, that reticular activating system, OCD lab, is out there aggressively finding validation for those thoughts. And
that's
it will
right.
show you in no uncertain terms that the economy sucks. Nobody's hiring. No one will hire you. You suck, blah, 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 right? So it's being able to ask the question and don't answer it because you'll screw it up, but to say, who is the person who can help me here? What is the help that I need? What is required for this situation? That's a question I ask all the time. What is required for this situation? And I just keep asking it, like, what is required for this situation? Huh, what's required for this situation? Meanwhile, my brain, little Labby, is out there going, all right, what's required for the situation? What's required for the situation? This is, open the book. A book falls off the shelf. It opens to a page. Holy shit, that's the exact thing I needed. This is how it works.
Yes, but to do that, to get that, you have to tune into that signal, and that's the practice.
Right.
Because
the
answers are passing by you every moment of every single day. So asking the question is the very first step. And the second step is to tune into that signal. Yeah. And that's the practice.
Yeah. And what we look for, we find. This is one of the problems, if you will, with the law of attraction, because most people are looking for the wrong things. They're looking for the scarcity. They're looking for the economy collapsing. They're looking for the hackers. They're looking for the this, the that, the that, the that, the that, the that, right? And they will find it because that's how the reticular activating system and the law of attraction works. So it's really understanding, and that's a huge part of my journey that I take these women through, is that they begin to be a different person because they're beginning to step into a different paradigm. They're understanding, oh, this efforting model that we've lived with for so long, A, it sucks because it's tiring and exhausting and frustrating. And B, it's not working anymore. This is, we are moving into a new paradigm, and people really have to understand. And that's why you're seeing all of these women, you know, just being themselves out on social media and their scantily clad clothes and the goddess language and the receiving and all of this stuff, because it's the divine feminine. It's that different model. It's not the old paradigm was you go out and you bust your ass and you go get those clients, you get that money, you make your business, blah, 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 you know, right? Versus opening and receiving. And I'm telling you what, man, when my women start opening and receiving and they start understanding that they are worthy and they start understanding that it's their frequency that's creating everything and that all the work is really here, and I'm giving them the exact tool that's going to unlock whatever they're bumping up against resistance wise, like things start flowing into their life that they're like, Bambi, holy shit, this just happened. I'm like, yeah, I know.
I know. And you know what? I used to start when I first started tuning into this, probably about, oh gosh, I don't know, eight or nine years ago, I would do these little experiments, you know, because I love to test the universe or test God, you know, prove it to me.
Yeah.
Show me. So for me, it became parking spaces on Main Street because I live in a resort town. And it's so funny because now everyone believes me. So if my son or my partner...
Mom, get a parking place, right?
Right, exactly. Yep. Oh, I got mom in the car. Yep. We're going to find a parking place.
Yeah.
Because I believed it was going to be true.
Yes.
And so it was a small way of kind of like testing it out that led to, you know, bigger trust and bigger beliefs. So when you meet someone for the very first time, and you realize, or you start working with someone and you realize they have beliefs that need to be let go. They need to get into, tune into a higher vibration. They need to see themselves differently and receive more. What is one hack? What is one mindset hack to move out of fear and move into action?
Yeah. A really big thing is right out of the gate, we start reprogramming their beliefs. And there's a really fabulous app that I get, that I have all my clients get, which is called the Think Up app. So I'll give you a short term, like an immediate in the moment thing, but I'll also give you like, you really want to start doing the reprogramming of your brain. So the Think Up app is where you record your voice with affirmations or questions or whatever. And what we do is I'm able to go, okay, based on all the gunk you got in here, these are the new beliefs we have to rewire in. And so I will craft a narrative for them, or together we will craft a narrative, and then they record their voice into this app and they listen to it every day over and over and over, because that's how you change the brain. So the very first thing when you're in the moment of fear is A, acknowledge, right? Okay, so, oh, here you are. There's a thought. Oh, isn't it interesting? My brain is telling me that blah, 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 blah. And it's just a thought, and I choose not to believe it. So it's like immediately step into your PowerPoint of this is a thought, and I choose not to believe it. Choosing is an important phrase because it moves molecules. I choose this. It's kind of like, oh, okay, the universe is paying attention. What do you choose? What do you choose? Because whatever you choose, we're going to bring you, right? So I choose not to believe this. And then you just, it's kind of like that thing of just immediately going into a positive thought. Now, if you want to amp it up because you're really raging with panic or fear, you start tapping. And you can do EFT tapping. I recommend if they don't know EFT tapping, you go to YouTube. How to do EFT tapping. Go
and
to YouTube.
EFT is emotional freedom technique.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we're using it really successfully with people with PTSD. So if we can eradicate PTSD, you better believe we can eradicate puny you with tapping. And what the tapping does is, and honestly, I mean, you can tap anywhere. It's like, whatever. It's just, it's creating an electrical pattern interrupt interlaced with a cognitive pattern interrupt. And you put those two things together and you're able to disperse or dispense that frequency of fear and then get yourself back into power. So what I do is I do the tapping first. Just I will, if I'm really stuck, I will just rage on everything negative that I'm thinking. Let it out. Like acknowledge it. Like, holy shit, I need to go to Walmart and get a job because like I suck and I can't do this. But it's like I will just vent. And I say the only time I allow my clients to vent, don't ever, ever, ever vent unless you are tapping, man, because otherwise you are creating.
Right.
Right. And this is a real danger that we have. Like, it's like you can process it. You know, some people need to process verbally, but like, because everything is energy, just be tapping to dispense and disperse and neutralize and dissolve the frequency. So you just rant and rave. And then you start tapping in. I choose to be different. I choose to open myself to new possibilities. I choose to feel peace. I choose to feel power. I choose to be fucking amazing, right? And it's just, you start ramping it up. And that is the immediacy when you're in like total freak out mode. But on the long term, it's like, you've got to start bringing into your brain awareness. And I have my ThinkUp app and I have, you know, it's just running in the background sometimes while I'm working. I'm not even listening. You don't even have to listen to rewire your brain.
Yeah.
It's just this thing that your brain is listening to everything. Believe me, that's the problem. That's why people are like, oh yeah, I really like these scary movies, or I really like, you know, watching the news before bed or whatever. And I'm like, okay, like you have no clue what you're doing.
Yeah. It's tough. But on the other side, you know, what I want to highlight for people is the importance to clear the negative thoughts, because too many people try to put affirmation band-aids on and like shift a belief by saying something that, and it's like cognitive dissonance, because that's not what's really going on, but I'm trying to convince myself that something else is really true. So, and that's the danger of the self-help approach to trying to shift your brain science and to work with someone who's an expert like you.
Yeah, you really, it's baby steps, right? So if you're in a total state of panic about money, a great phrase is, okay, so here's my belief. You know, I'm really feeling fearful. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills, blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, tap away all of that stuff and then say, I open myself to a new possibility. I open myself to the possibility that someday I can feel peace. Like, you baby step it, right? Your brain is not going to like go, oh, no, no, no. It will go, oh, no, no, no. If you're saying I'm a millionaire. I can pay all my, I mean, that's just like bullshit, right? Yeah, no, you can't do that. It's got to be, what's the house next door that you're going to move into? And then what's the house next to that that you're going to move into?
Exactly.
It's like baby step it. And the biggest thing is I choose to open myself to a different way of being. And your body kind of goes, oh, I can relate to that. You know, I choose to open myself to the possibility that it can be different for me. That's pretty soft.
Yeah. And so powerful. You know, I'm feeling shifts in me right now. Thank you, Bambi. I feel like I just got a free session.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, people say that. I my words have a frequency in them, right?
Yeah, they do.
But so that's really been very helpful for me. And I always go back to, I can't think of the author of this phrase, but every day in every way, everything is getting better and better and better. That phrase saved my ass when I was in the darkest, darkest hell of panic disorder.
Wow. Every day in every way, my life is getting better and better and better. Write that one down, my friends.
Yeah. It just, I mean, that's a classic. I mean, that's been around a long, long time. And that is a really powerful phrase. And when I was there, because I had a mental illness at that time, every day in every way, my thoughts are getting better and better.
Bambi, this has been so rich And so helpful, I'm sure, to every ear that's listening to this podcast today. And if people want more, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah. So go to BambiThompson.com. And I recommend, if procrastination is an issue for you, if you're working hard but nothing's shifting, if you have money fears and beliefs, and if you're having a hard time aligning yourself to success energy, all of those things are addressed in my quantum success kit. And each is a separate video that is a training or a teaching or a healing that will teach you how you need to pregame your actions so that they land the desired result. B, walk you through releasing the blocks of procrastination and I don't follow through, which a lot of us have that belief. There's an entrepreneur meditation with the music that I channel, and positive affirmations that are about self-worth, confidence, self-esteem, all of that. And then there is a really great little mini training around making money is hard for me, right? And we're doing EFT tapping. So it's a really great flavoring of kind of how I work energetically using EFT or meditations or just teachings and trainings and things. So that's the first thing. I have a YouTube channel that I'm putting things out on weekly, and I have a free strategy session. So if you're going, wow, I love this woman and what she's talking about, please go to BambiThompson.com, grab a free strategy session with me, and we'll talk about, you'll fill out a form kind of talking about, this is where I am, this is where I want to go, this is why I think I'm stuck. And then we'll, you know, craft a plan for you of what you need to do. And you can either do it with me or you can go out and find somebody else to do it with. It's a very low pressure. I'm not a hard pressure seller because, as you remember, I don't need you.
I know. You don't need to. I love it.
I want to serve you, but I don't need you. You never want to need anything. Needing is the most pushing away energy to the universe.
Never need anything. I love it, Bambi. We'll put all those links in the show notes. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today. It's been such a pleasure getting to know you. I know this is just the beginning.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
That's it, my friends. We'll be back next week with a new episode of Life After Corporate. See you next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.